automobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power.
Malfunction. Need input.
Meow.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
Oh, no. What have I gotten myself into?
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Here comes Dr. Love.
You beast. You savage. Come on, bark like a dog for me.
I did. You have sank my battleship.
Two words.
Therapy, my boy. We're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Ooh, push that button.
Let's do it. It's getting kind of weird around here, you know?
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
The way I want my rock and roll. That's the way I want my rock and roll.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Another holiday.
Good afternoon and morning, actually. Welcome to another edition of Travel World. We're crazy here on a Saturday morning.
Yes, having a lot of fun. Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus.
So the topic today is San Francisco. We get to find out why they call the boat ride there the Hornblower. We're in studio with Jerry Wagchill from
CBC Montreal, soon to be CBC Edmonton. But we're going to be talking about his trip to San Francisco. And we'll be also talking to Sharon Delaney, our regular correspondent from WXLV in Winston-Salem. She also has been to San Francisco just this past month and visited also the wine country, Napa Valley.
The wine country. So we're going to have a lot of fun here today with everybody. So welcome to Travel World, Jerry.
Hey, thanks. Nice to be here, guys.
Well, good having you in studio. So what's going on with the San Francisco?
Well, I tell you, it's quite a place. I mean, as you know, the Beats loved it. The hippies loved it. Mark Twain and Jack London made their home there. It's been awarded the top U.S. destination numerous times. I mean, one of the things is about U.S. cities is that, you know, a lot of them are sort of only, they're very car-y, you know. You can only get places like go to the strip mall here, go to this place there.
Funny, that's my favorite kind of mall.
Is it?
Yeah.
In San Francisco, you can pretty much walk anywhere, right? And it's a really romantic city. And I think one of the things that makes it really accessible now to Montrealers is that their Air Canada has a new nonstop flight.
Hey, direct.
Yeah, direct service on the weekend.
Direct nonstop service. So there's no little funny stop like in another city for half an hour on the same plane. It's straight there.
No messing with the Pearson radar, hoping to heck you get off Air Canada Toronto, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's on Saturday and Sunday now, but later they're planning to sort of make it like extend the service probably till to an everyday service, and with a seat sale that's happening right now, you can go upwards. It's upwards from 556, which is very good.
And not bad, eh? Getting to San
Yeah, that's a good round trip
there.
That's
good. Flying on an A319, which is a real new plane with lots of bells and whistles and good video screens.
Cool.
Not some funny, like, looking strange kind of movie or something. You barely recognize when you're flying. You know, you'll be able to see the movie. You know, because, you know, sometimes when you're trapped, and you're looking at the film from, you know what I mean, from the back.
Right, from the back, and you have a big screen.
What if you got a kid kicking you while you're trying to watch the
movie? So, I'm pretty, I was pretty happy about to hear about that. And like I say, it's you know, on the weekends, but if you want to come back earlier than the following week, you can come back through Toronto.
Well, hopefully not.
Hopefully you can stay the whole week and enjoy everything San Francisco has to offer.
To do. I'll mention a couple of the things that there are to do there. Of course, it's got an incredible Chinatown. It's the second largest in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
What about Haight-Ashbury?
Haight-Ashbury is really, it's very much like our St. Laurent Boulevard in some ways. You know, it's got that sort of trippy, kind of psychedelic look, you know. Mm-hmm. You know that Haight-Ashbury was the place where all the sort of upper middle class rich kids went during the 1960s to
discover themselves,
as in self discovery hour. Yeah.
Yes. June 7th,
they've got a huge street fair from what I understand.
Okay, well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Ooh. Some rock and roll, baby.
And now it's getting more upmarket, you know, that you know how once something was, you know, on the cutting edge, and now it's sort of, you know,
trendy.
Very trendy. Exactly.
Very trendy.
It's like that. Although, you know, so that's interesting. Of course, it's got cable cars. It's the only city with working cable cars. You know,
The cable car was an incredible thing. Steve and I, we went to the cable car museum.
Cable car museum where you actually can watch operations.
The operations, the gear wheels. And
you remember the old commercials on TV, you know, Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat?
The Rice-A-Roni.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
When?
That was a very funky ad, actually.
By the way, I'm Michelle. They forgot to mention me.
Well, if only we could hear Michelle, if she would talk a little closer to the microphone. You know better than that, radio man and everything.
Yes.
I'll mention something else to you, too, which is San Francisco pioneered the cool concept of hotels. You know
the
things about staying
The boutique-style properties.
Exactly. You know, you stay in for...
That's not what I thought you mean. Like, in Montreal, we also have our cool hotels. They just open all the windows in winter.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, that's just cool, even if it's their windows aren't open. And here they've got this idea here that, you know, basically, you know, hotels are often ostentatious.
Yeah.
They have a kind of a cookie-cutter
right.
concept. You go in room... You know, you ever be in a situation
universal
where,
hotel room design, you know?
You get into the... You don't
My office is near
room
the meeting rooms.
And you go up onto the wrong floor, and you knock on the door, and then that
they, it looks back. So similar no matter where
exactly.
you go. You could be in San Francisco, or you could be in Moscow.
Yeah. So I stayed in a place called the Rex, which is interesting because it's taken over by a new
the
chain
what?
Called Joie de Vivre. It's called the Rex.
Oh, yeah?
And instead of having, like, a big ostentatious awning or something like that, it's got this little kind of discreet, you know, like, name of the hotel just on Sutter Street in the heart of downtown. And basically what these guys did is it was an older hotel called the Orchard, and this chain took it over, and they said, what if we design this hotel so that it was kind of like this guy named Rex? They created a character named Rex, and they said, what would Rex like to be in?
Well, what would Rex like to be
in? Well, he's into arts, he's into literature, he's into culture, right? So they pioneered this thing, kind of like a salon, and they built this bookstore, which was adjacent to the property, into the place, okay?
Not your kind of salon.
Oh, no, different type of salon, yes.
Different kind of salon. To give an example of what's going on. And in doing this kind of thing, where they created this kind of modern salon environment that kind of resembles the 20s, they've in turn attracted contemporary, like, literary figures.
You mean like 20s Beaux-Arts architecture?
Yeah.
I can imagine a hotel by Bubba, you know, McDonald's and beer and Monica Lewinsky.
Exactly.
That would be it, eh?
So they've got, you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, they've got, you know, hand-painted, for example, lamps in the rooms. They've got this social register from the 20s, you know, the original social register, which used to tell people, like, who were rich enough or wealthy enough to be in it, lacquered into the elevator. It's very funky.
Really neat.
You know, and it's a great, it doesn't feel like you're in a hotel. It feels like you're in, like, actually kind of like a house. You
know? Wow, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, that must make you even more comfortable when you're traveling.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very cool.
So did you, what Stephen and I did, walk around finding places that made rubber gloves and suppositories, or... it's a story. It comes from my ex-wife. She, we go through the phone book, of course, try to find people that we know in the phone book. Hey, take a look, there's another, you know, S. Pickford here in San Francisco. Well, we found somebody with the same first initial and last name as my ex-wife, and it turns out that she runs a company that makes rubber gloves and suppositories.
No way.
I don't know what the connection may be, but I can only imagine. And we went around...
free supply for yourself?
We were looking for that.
Wanted to barter it.
Oh, we went from pharmacy to pharmacy looking to see, do you carry these, you know, or do you use these? And
No, I didn't look for any waxels out there. I would scare to see where they were. I'd find them out on Alcatraz, actually. That's what was really scary. Oh, I heard about you. Yeah, my friend heard about you, too, but he's not here anymore, you know?
Did you see any of the... Have they expanded, like, the attractions down by the piers?
I didn't go to the piers because it was, like, it's a little over the top for me down there. It's a little crowded.
Yeah, it's crowded. And
did you ride
the
horn blower?
Very touristy. Riding the water tour there. No, the boat tour. But I went to North Beach.
Oh, yeah?
Which I like because, you know, it's also got that whole 1950s beat stuff, too, happening over there.
I bet they don't have pizza like they make here in Montreal.
No,
though.
You really have to be in Montreal for that great Montreal-style pizza. Pizza Donini, 383-6000. One number to call, 30 minutes or less, piping hot, oven fresh, 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
Roll the break, Chad.
If we're going to have any kind of fun together, you guys had better loosen up.
Every time you call my name,
Chad,
I heat up like a burning flame.
Yeah.
Burning flame, full of desire.
Yeah.
And baby, let the fire get higher.
AM600 Montreal.
Why bring your furs to a dry cleaner? Go to a professional furrier. This is Caroline Labelle at Labelle Furs. Our prices for storing, insurance, cleaning, and remodeling are the best in town. We will pick up free of charge within a 40-kilometer radius of Montreal. And we will give you the chance to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Club Med.
Labelle Furs, an established furrier since 1910. 6570 Saint-Hubert. Call 276-36.
3701.
And good morning on this holiday weekend. Leslie Robinson broadcasting live from 3450 Côte Vertu. It's a liquidation sale on Persian carpets, and we've got a full house here. A number of people coming in to take a look at what Weaver and Weaver have to offer, and that's the whole idea this weekend, this holiday weekend. We hope you're going to come in here and see what we have to offer, pretty much. Shop around. A number of people have done that, and then they find themselves back here because the selection is incredible. Retail savings up to 80%, and they take all major credit cards, including Interact. These carpets come from Iran, Pakistan, India, and there are no imitations. All handmade, 100% wool and silk. We've got a 7x10 Febreze. It sells for $2,700, now $550. We also have a Dury. It's a 8x10, 100% wool, $300, now $90 at the Weaver and Weaver liquidation sale on Persian carpets. I've got some tickets, baseball tickets, for today. The game start is 2:05, as you know. Come in here and buy any carpet, anything, $90, $40, and you'll get yourself a pair of box seats to go see the game this afternoon. We're at 3450 Côte Vertu, across from Place Vertu. See you here soon.
Hey, you're eating yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know yogurt's made from active cultures?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It means it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yogurt's alive. And you know what happens when live things get in you, don't you?
Uh-huh.
They search for nourishment. In fact, right now, little yogurt parasites are stampeding through your system, attaching themselves to vital organs and leeching the life out of them. That cup of yogurt is eating you from the inside out, chewing on you from tongue to tailbone. That's why eating yogurt helps you lose weight. So go on. Have some cool, delicious yogurt. Yogurt, it's like swallowing a ravenous rat. Oh.
This message brought to you from the National Ice Cream Council, who urges you to stop eating yogurt because it's alive, and that's pretty icky.
It's inevitable. You always need something from the drugstore. At least once a week, often more, you find yourself heading for your neighborhood drugstore list in hand. If your neighborhood is Côte Saint-Luke, then Noemi Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luke Shopping Center are your friends in waiting. And if you're near Queen Mary Road, then Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff are ready to help you at the Jean Coutu, 5345 Queen Mary, just west of DeCary. For friendly, helpful service, see Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luke Shopping Center and 5345 Queen Mary Road.
Are you getting into a serious relationship, or maybe wondering about your spouse's recent behavior? Don't torment yourself any longer. Call Checkmate, a licensed and bonded detective agency. Checkmate Investigations are the specialists in marital investigations. Call Checkmate 445-1949 or toll free at 1-888-877-1949 to find out the real truth you need to know. From criminal to civil, matrimonial to corporate, put the Checkmate team of highly trained professionals to work for you. Checkmate, in business since 1991. Checkmate, 445-1949.
High prices take a flyer. During Fabricville's new spring flyer, that's exactly what they do. For the first time ever, in season, Fabricville has reduced dozens of new spring fashion fabrics by 50%. Wow! New fabrics. Yes, new. 50% off. Fabricville has assorted cottons, rayons, shirtings, BK swills, and more at a low, low $349 and $399 a meter. Fabricville is telling high prices to take a flyer in their new 50% off flyer.
CIQC.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
Coffee, tea, chemotherapy?
No, thanks. Maybe later. Hi, I'm a smoker, and while most airlines are turning away my business, I'm glad there's a new alternative for people like me.
Your cigarettes go out, a plastic mask will drop down, dispensing exhaust fumes directly from our engines. Strap it around your face and inhale normally.
That's good. So listen, if you like to smoke and you gotta fly, go with the airline that's like an ashtray in the sky.
We put the tar in tarmac. We put our heart in your heart and hand. It's no joke when you're going.
Your local cardiologist for details. 8 million tax returns are filed incorrectly every year. Don't let yours be one of them. Call Parrott Holdings. With 20 years experience, you'll get the best returns and the best advice, all at reasonable rates. Let Parrott Holdings plan your whole tax year, not just your return. File it electronically and get your refund within 15 days. For consultations and advice, business and personal, see the tax experts at Parrott Holdings. Call now, 631-1046. That's 631-1046.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC, CC, San Antonio in the Liberty Town, Boston and a Baton Rouge. Tulsa, Austin, Oklahoma City, Seattle, San Francisco.
Welcome back to Travel World after our extended break there with Sharon Delaney waiting for us online. And, of course, we're talking about San Francisco. Huey Lewis, the news, is from San Francisco. So welcome to Travel World. Sharon, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you all doing?
Well, we're
doing
great here this morning.
Doing good.
So we're in studio here with Jerry Wagshall, Stephen, and, of course, I don't know if you've met the newest member of our team, but Michelle Landry.
Hey, oh, great. Nice to meet you. Good morning.
So,
you're back from San Francisco, and you also visited the Napa Valley. Let's talk a little bit about San Francisco first with yourself and Jerry. What did you find the most interesting part of your trip to San Francisco?
Well, you know, I wish I could say something completely original, but I was so fascinated by Alcatraz. Did you go there, Jerry?
No, I didn't go there. I went there before. I loved it also, too, especially that part where they show you where the guys under extreme protection are being held by gunpoint. It used to be held by gunpoint at any moment.
Yes.
When Willem and Steve went there, they brought their own handcuffs and clubs.
Well, actually, that is a travel tip. That if
that,
you're looking
that's
to buy,
actually a different
if you're looking to buy handcuffs, but they're quite inexpensive at the Alcatraz gift shop, so...
Yeah, rather than paying full price over Boutique Séduction, right?
Right.
Anyway, continue, Sharon.
Well, it was just, you've probably seen the movies Escape from Alcatraz with Clint Eastwood and others, documentaries have been made, but it is truly fascinating. You take a ferry boat from the famous Pier 39 in San Francisco.
It's funny they should call it that. Go ahead.
Pardon me?
It's funny they should call it that, but go ahead.
Yeah, and they... bring you on a ferry boat over, and they have a fantastic tour, an audio tour that definitely would be recommended. And the audio tour takes you through the facility, and you can stop it if you. Everybody gets their individual tape and cassette, so you can stop it if you would like to look at one particular thing for a longer period of time. And it's really amazing. And the day we were there, a woman who grew up on Alcatraz, her father was a guard there. She actually lived on Alcatraz. I didn't know that there was a community of where all the guards and the warden's children lived.
My God.
They actually had family living on Alcatraz.
Exactly, and they would take the ferry boat back to San Francisco every morning for school.
Wow, that sounds like a fairly interesting existence. Home sweet home, huh?
What else do they do? Do they have other activities in the evenings? Or what do the sort of guards and children and wives do at night?
Who would know? Isn't that the strangest thing? I haven't finished reading her book yet, so I'll be able to tell you more about that. I just read her, or I just bought the book since she was there and she signed it. But what a different existence. She said that show and tell every year at her school consisted of the same thing.
I bet.
Nothing else to add.
That's funny.
So, but it really is, as touristy as it is, definitely, I recommend it.
Alcatraz. Sharon, was there anything kind of hidden out of the way that you discovered that you weren't expecting to find in San Francisco?
Well, we went with a friend of mine lived in San Francisco, so she was able to bring us to a few different places. And there's an area of San Francisco that the locals go that the tourists don't know so much about. It's called Union Square. It's on Union Street. And it's a street full of wonderful little shops, restaurants, and breweries. And that's where you'll find a lot of the locals if you're trying to stay away from, like, Giraldi Square, which is this huge shopping area that every tourist that goes to San Francisco goes to. And it is wonderful. And that was a lovely place to visit, too. But this Union Street is really nice if you're trying to find a hidden kind of place that's not so touristy.
Pretty nice. Did you get a chance to shop at the Neiman Marcus?
I didn't, because the group that I was with, half of us went to Alcatraz, the other half went to Neiman Marcus.
Oh, my.
So you chose more to go in for the historical aspect rather than the shopping aspect.
Right, right. And, of course, the city itself is fascinating, the reconstruction that's gone on there because of the earthquakes. And I visited a friend of mine in the business there, and he showed us pictures from the earthquake from the early 1900s, which when the earthquake happened, it produced fires that basically burned down the whole city.
Yeah, that was the cause of the fire in 1908.
Yes, exactly. And he has pictures from before the earthquake, during the earthquake, and after. They're these old black and whites, and they've rebuilt it every time. And, of course, you can talk to everybody there in San Francisco and Los Angeles, for that matter, about architecture and how they build the buildings there on rollers so they can withstand earthquakes.
Yeah, they probably have some pretty advanced technology there. I was watching something like that over on the Discovery Channel not too long ago.
And the property is so expensive, it's kind of strange that people would choose to take the risk. But it is a beautiful area, so.
Gorgeous. It's actually, I heard it when I was there, too, that it's very hard to find an apartment there to live there right now. Like, one of the things is I visited some of the places as well, too, for people in the business, and they don't want to leave. You know, like, for all the other, like, local stations and stuff across the United States and Canada, people are sending out tapes every day trying to get into the networks. But from what I hear over there, it's like nobody wants to leave. It's great there. Who wants to go? They don't want to work in New York because they think it's a better place to be.
Yeah, it's true. I'll tell you, there's a startup station going on in San Francisco. So.
I would imagine they'd have room for it. I mean, it's such a nice place to live. But also the weather is kind of temperate, though. That's a common misconception here in Montreal, where you think everything in California is 80-degree weather, but it's not the case. You go out there, and as Mark Twain once said, the coldest winter he ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
Well, it doesn't get too warm, but yeah. It's a great year-round temperature.
It's blustery, and it can be rainy, and it's one of those kind of, when the wind blows, it goes right through to the middle of you. And we were there, and it was very nice, but it was chilly, and I used to live in San Mateo in the summers, which is a suburb of San Francisco. And it's very different from L.A. L.A. has more of that warmth all the time without the humidity, but San Francisco definitely is colder. But I'll tell you, the Napa Valley is hot.
You want to hold that thought there, Sharon? We're going to take another little break there, talk
we'll
about
back.
Pizza Donini.
That's right, Pizza Donini, and then we'll get back to talking about Napa Valley after the break. Just one number to call, 383-6000. If you call now, it's 11:30, and you'll have your pizza by 12 noon, 30 minutes or less. Great Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company, real great pizza, and a whole lot more. 383-6000 Pizza Donini.
And it's a nice Easter weekend in Montreal. Did you ever wonder if Jesus was ever married? Or I mean, he probably wasn't married, but what would happen if he ever was married? Chad, roll the break. Right then, I knew he'd never been married. I knew Jesus didn't have a wife. No wife just lets you take off for 2 days. And you come home and say, yeah, I was dead. Yeah, that works. I don't know if any of you that have been married, but that always works for me. Where were you all weekend, honey? I was dead. And I found a way to reanimate dead tissue back into life. Yeah, if Jesus had been married, he'd have came home, his cross, all of his would have been out in the yard. He would have to tell the disciples, you guys better stay here. She's probably on her lawn, huh? Honey, I'm home. Where have you been? Where's those 12 losers that won't get a job? They're not losers, they're my disciples. They're losers! They're using you, you're not even smart enough to know it. Anybody says, I believe, we put them on the feet of them. I'm saying, where have you been?
the disciples out there going, we'll see you later, Jesus. Don't leave me, guys. Don't leave me.
Two words. Therapy.
CIQC, Montreal.
Let Montreal's number one florist introduce you to spring. Meet Don Belvedere's wide array of beautiful bouquets, seasonal flowering plants, special arrangements, and gift baskets. And you'll know you're face-to-face with spring, Easter, Passover, all at their loveliest. For your own home or for special giving, rely on Don Belvedere. Ask about the seasonal specials, the springtime bouquets. For someone near and dear or far away, call 735-6166, Don Belvedere Florist.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
To meet the growing demand this spring, Bowie Mountaineau is offering you a unique selection of durable aluminum patio furniture guaranteed against the rust for 7 years. No more stains and signs of daily wear. Bowie Mountaineau's selection of patio furniture requires very little maintenance. Come and visit today and get a 7-piece green textured set for only $4.99. Take it home today and pay only in April 99. That's right. Deck out your summer with patio furniture now available at Bowie Mountaineau.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
CIQC.
Why pay more elsewhere when you can get a 98 Grand Cherokee Laredo four-door for as little as $379 a month? Or a 98 seven-passenger Voyager for as low as $2,498 or as little as $259 a month? Get the details on the incredible deals at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep. Why pay more? Better check out spring specials on the remaining new 97s on the lot. Super value, super prices. Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick, facing Fairview.
Hello, and welcome to the Burger Barn.
No, yeah, I still understand you. Let's try it again.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the Burger Barn.
Much better.
This now, man is learning how to become a professional intercom announcer. Yes, there are hundreds of immediate openings for annoying and inarticulate people just like you. And after just 6 short weeks at the School of Intercom Announcing, you too will be ready to frustrate thousands. We'll teach you how to blow into a microphone, how to obscure key words in important announcements.
This is the final boarding call for singing, bottle score, bottle flying, and
with your PA degree from SIA, you'll be on your way to low-paying jobs in discount stores, malls, airports, even restaurants. The School of Intercom Announcing. Just dial 1-800-245-6363 today.
Man walks in with blueprints under his arm, so I ask if I can help. Give me one good reason why I should buy here and not somewhere else. So I reach over and gently take his blueprints from him. This is why, sir. Because I want to see your blueprints. I'll sit down with you and tell you where to put your pot lighting so it doesn't melt your oil paintings. I'll show you what you should and shouldn't do. That's why.
At Union Lighting and Home, discover the beauty of lighting and the unique styling of our home furnishings and decor collection.
Bring us your plans. We'll help you out. It's what we do.
Union Lighting and Home, the Carriott Royal Mount. Welcome home.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Supposed to be the Village People. Welcome back to Travel World. And we're online
here
with Sharon Delaney. So how's it going, Sharon?
You're going well.
Tell us about the Napa Valley.
Oh, fabulous. It is undoubtedly probably one of my favorite places now. And we actually stayed with a family from Montreal.
Oh, yeah?
They own the Silver Rose Inn and Spa. It's in Calistoga in the northern part of the Napa Valley. Jean-Paul Dumont, he and his family have been running it for the past number of years, and it's beautiful, and they are so hospitable, and it's a fantastic place to go if you do plan a trip to the Napa Valley.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that about ex-Montrealers. We like to think Montrealers are warm, welcoming, and friendly, and Michelle has discovered. Michelle, tell us about your experiences in Montreal so far.
Oh, I've done a lot of things here now. It's been amazing. When I explain to people that I'm an American, I get a very welcome response, and they'll help me out in any way they can. It's almost like people will take the shirts off their backs. But I think when you live in a city, people don't really remember everything that surrounds them, and they go to work and they go home from work and they do the same things all the time. And I suggest maybe you should just take a look and open your eyes and see how wonderful Montreal is, because I've traveled a lot. I've lived all over the East Coast, and I'm from the Michigan area. You know, I've gone to Detroit a lot, and for a city as big as Montreal, you have a beautiful city, a low crime rate, lots of wonderful shopping, definitely a lot of different interesting foods. What was that sandwich that I had the other day, the store that had been in business since 1908?
Oh, yes, you had a smoked meat sandwich at
And then Pizza Danini's, my God. Oh, pizza like that. I have not had pizza like that in ages. I've done tons of shopping here. There's just so much to say, and it's hard to think of it all at once. You just have such a wonderful city, and I'm really having a fun time here.
Thanks, Michelle. We appreciate the compliments. You sounded a little bit like Stephen talking about that rare delicacy sandwich that ended up being, he called it a brugi.
Yeah, a brugi.
It's an ordinary sandwich by any other name.
I hope you guys pray for me next week, because I'm going out to Edmonton.
Oh,
so
yeah?
So there won't be any matzo ball soup, or I don't know if they even have smoked meat out there, but we'll find out.
Oh, no. Yeah. What's life without matzo balls and latkes and all those wonderful foods? You know, I was married to a Jewish lady once, and man, the food, was it ever good.
Now, Sharon, any particular foods that you found or great restaurants that you found in Napa Valley? Or did you just spend all your time touring the wineries?
Well, it's probably a good idea to eat a little something while you're touring the wineries.
And what did you eat, Sharon?
Well, when you go, we started off when we first entered the Napa Valley, and it's a leisurely drive from San Francisco. It probably only takes about an hour, hour and a half, and that's not in any kind of hurry. And it's not a confusing way to get there or anything. There's very clearly marked signs, and the maps are easy to get to the Napa Valley from San Francisco. And we stopped off at the Robert Mondavi Winery at first, and they give you a fantastic tour.
I have a question. When you're at the winery, do they make you walk a line test before you leave?
They make you what?
Walk a line to make sure you're not stumbling too much before you leave the winery?
They maybe should.
Well, that's what I thought that Johnny Cash song was all about, eh? I walk the line?
Well, they may have people secretly watching, but they make sure not to give you too much in the tasting.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you can buy the wine right there, too.
And they give a fantastic wineries during the day as well. So,
and I'm not a wine connoisseur, but I learned a great deal on the tour. And at the end, they teach you how to taste the wine, and you taste all different kinds of wines that they make. And they give you usually a little hors d'oeuvre that's supposed to complement the wine you're tasting. But then we went on to another winery on our way to Calistoga to the Silver Rose Inn, Visatui. which you can't buy that wine in retail stores in North America. You have to buy it there or mail order. Well, they have a wonderful deli, and we just bought everything in the deli and went outside and had a picnic.
Ah, picnic.
That is the best thing to do of all. And there were many, many romantic couples with their blankets and the picnic tables. I was with six other girls.
That would be romantic.
Not so.
Whoa. Whoa. Wait a minute there.
No, no, we were just having fun.
Oh, don't dig yourself in any further, woman.
It was a girls' trip, but I would recommend going with a significant other because it really is such a beautiful area. And like I said, it is romantic, but it was a great, having your own picnic and taking your time. And the wineries are so beautiful, and it's set in the mountains, and it was so lush and green because of El Nino, and they've had so much more rain that they're used to that right now the area is just beautiful.
I was going to mention some other areas, too, as well, like in San Francisco, things that you could do in the city as well. North Beach was an area which was populated by the Beats in the 50s, which I always thought were a lot cooler than the hippies in the 60s, but that's just my own thing. Like Jack Kerouac and Lawrence Ferlinghetti and all these guys. And there's actually a bookstore that's owned by Lawrence Ferlinghetti that's in there called City Lights. So if you want to see these on-the-road guys and where they used to hang out, they hang out in that very Italian section. There's a cafe called Cafe Trieste, which has like live sort of Italian singing on Saturdays at like around 2, and you can sit there and have a cappuccino and listen to some of that. There's an incredible theater, the Magic Theater, where Sam Shepard developed some of his big plays and worked for many, many years is there, as well as other theaters like the American Conservatory Theater and other stuff. Dim Sum. An incredible dim sum at a place called J&J's, which is in Chinatown. For like $10, we feasted for about like a couple of hours.
Very appropriately named, given one of our old associates, Jay Rubenstein.
Who likes his Chinese food, yes.
Oh, really? Amazing. There's some amazing places. In Golden Gate Park, which features one of the nicest aquariums I've ever seen, including penguins as well as an incredibly assortment of fish, some of which are very old and very diverse. Beautiful stuff there, a tea garden. It's really an astounding place. It's like a beautiful vista from, you know, from almost every corner and the hills and the whole thing. It's got a great vibe. What do you think about the vibe of the city when you were
Sharon.
There? Sharon.
Well, I'll tell you, it's very progressive, but yet people are laid back at the same time. And we also went to Tiburon. Did you hit there too, Jerry?
No, I didn't hit there, no. But I know what you're saying about this sophisticated yet laid-back thing. Like, it's not as sort of tense as New York, right?
No, definitely not. And then it's astoundingly different from Los Angeles, where Los Angeles sort of is...
wound up.
It's wound up and everybody looks a certain way and dresses a certain way and it's kind of pretentious. But in San Francisco, these people, you can tell they're very comfortable in their skin. They live in a beautiful part of the country that many people, once they visit, would love to live there. But they're also very, very relaxed and laid back, as I said.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good description, too. I found the same thing. And sophisticated, yet not snobby at all.
Right.
Great. So all in all, San Francisco, a travel world thumbs up, right?
Thumbs up. Really enjoyed our time when we visited San Francisco, being there twice. And I take it that, Napa Valley is high on your recommendations. And really glad that you could take some time this Saturday morning, Sharon Delaney, for talking about that trip with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And we'll be seeing you, I guess, in 2 weeks' time down in Charlotte.
That's right.
We're looking forward to having you on the show again, Sharon. And if you're ever up in Montreal, look us up.
Thank you.
So, and time to talk about Pizza Donini.
Yes, real great pizza and a whole lot more. Pasta and wings and goodie packs. Just call now, 383-6000. It'll be at your door in 30 minutes or less. Piping hot, oven fresh. 31 locations in Greater Montreal, but just one number for Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose some Vapor Blade.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Look like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
spring, Easter, Passover. This is the season of renewal, and it's as welcome as the flowers in Don Belvedere's magnificent collection of blossoms. So why not add some of those beautiful flowers to your celebration of the season? Don Belvedere Florist offers an appealing choice, from classic arrangements to armloads of daffodils, tulips, and all kinds of spring flowers. Don Belvedere is a name for all seasons, but most especially spring. Call 735-6166 for Montreal's number one florist.
And good morning on this holiday weekend. Leslie Robinson broadcasting live from 3450 Côte del Sault. We're at the giant liquidation sale of Persian carpets. A great opportunity and not much time left for you to come in here and take advantage of retail savings up to 80%. You've got an incredible selection of carpets here. Runners, oversized carpets. And I want to say a special good morning to Tanya and her husband who were in here earlier. That's it. We hope to get a chance to meet you as well. Bring your fabric swatches, bring your measurements, and then come and you'll be in awe of the selection, and some of the quality here is just fabulous. No imitations. All of these carpets are handmade, 100% wool and silk. Some of these carpets are, I would say some of these carpets will make a room. Sometimes you don't want a carpet that's going to take over a room, but some of them will. And others, well, maybe you just want something to go into your living room or your office or your dining room. Well, we've got it all for you. So please do come down and see us. It's a liquidation sale on Persian carpets. You'll never find a better price or selection. 3450 Côte Vertu. It's across from Place Vertu. Hope to see you here soon.
Off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save at Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
If hearing this is music to your ears, wait until you see it. When you subscribe to Videotron's new Telemax service, Musimax broadcasts a different concert every Saturday night and pays tribute to Freddie Mercury April 18th. To get you there faster, Videotron is offering you 50% off the installation price plus 1 month free. So don't miss a beat. Subscribe to the best in TV without a decoder. Telemax from Videotron.
When you invest this year, call Ron Greeley from Executive Financial Services. Ron Greeley is an independent investment advisor. He can get you any investment fund, including well-known names like GT Global and Dynamic. Ron will sit down with you and design a plan that works best for you, just like he did for me. And now I'm a homeowner. Thanks in part to Ron Greeley's investment advice. Call him today at 731-2438. That's 731-2438. Ron Greeley, Executive Financial Services.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Attention, you've heard of Hooktown Phonics.
Ebonics is in the news.
But now it's the must-have language program for any man who knows a woman and wants to understand her. It's Shebonics.
Shebonics.
For instance, when your woman says,
hang the picture there,
what she's really saying is,
no, hang the picture there.
You've heard this one before.
Is my butt fat?
What she's really saying is,
tell me I'm beautiful.
Shebonics, giving men the ability to actually understand women. When she says,
turn out the light,
what she really means is,
I have flabby thighs. I'll be ready in a minute.
Translation, take your shoes off and find a good game.
Are you listening to me?
The real meaning?
Too late, you're dead.
She bought it. Men call now. Operators are standing by.
Have your Visa and MasterCard ready to order Shebonics. Available in English, Spanish, and coming soon, Shebonics for Ebonics.
What you talking about?
Shebonics.
When she says
no,
she means
no.
When she says
maybe,
she means
no.
When she says
yes,
she means
no.
See, now isn't Shebonics easy?
It has to be. You're more.
There is no time in a 30-second radio commercial to list all the new fashion fabrics that are reduced by 50% right now at Fabricville. But let's give it a try. Cottons, rayons, check suiting, spring prints, Fabricville 50% off. Shirtings, polyester prints, twills, poplins, fujiettes, Fabricville 50% off. Spring knits, veil, crepes, cotton interlocks, Fabricville 50% off. Linen looks, shantungs, solid color suitings, jacquards, too many new spring arrivals to name at 50% off for a limited time, only at Fabricville.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Once again, here on Travel World, welcome back, and we're into our final segment of the day. With,
yes, we've got a few minutes left, and we've
well,
got...
Steve, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What's your question?
Is my butt fat?
Well, thank you. I won't touch that.
I won't touch that with a pen
next
pitfall.
Week, Hebonics for the women out there in the audience. We can't just let them bash us women all to heck.
Actually, speaking of things for women, this is actually a new bit which we'd like to have coming back every now and then on Travel World. We have... Evelyn Hannon from Journey Woman. She has a website which is for women who love to travel, as if there was any other kind. And it's got some great tips. I mean, I was afraid at first that it would be about, you know, women who hate men complaining to other women who hate men about men, but it's not. It's actually a very good, informative website. She's got some notes from her trip to the Netherlands, and we'll ask her in a second, and also 12 Ways to Trick Thieves. And actually, these are good tips for anybody. So those of you who want to look this up, it's worldwideweb.journeywoman.com, all one word, lowercase letters. Evelyn, tell us a bit more about your website.
Hi. It's always a pleasure to talk about my website. First of all, I think you should know that it is the child of a magazine. Journey Woman started as hard copy 5 years ago. And then women started writing into me from Paris, from Rome, from all over the world, saying, we heard about your magazines because they read about it in leading guidebooks. And by the time I started sending these magazines out to these people, it just became so expensive that I wasn't making any money. So I thought, let's do
it. I noticed you have an online newsletter, so...
Pardon? I have a very... the connection isn't good. I can't hear you.
Okay, well, I noticed you have an online newsletter when I was looking at your internet site.
That's right. That's right, which is now being read by about 60,000 women around the world. And our mandate is basically to inspire women to travel safely and well, and to use this as a vehicle for women from around the world to send in their travel tips so that we can help each other to travel around the world safely. Now, it's not just for single travelers. It's for women of all ages, at all stages in their life. They're single, and they're also married.
Yeah, I'm a woman, and I'm obviously, and I'm traveling here in Montreal right now, and I looked at your website, and I was very impressed, especially by one piece of information I plan on following now.
Which one is that?
Wearing a wedding ring and telling people your husband will be joining you shortly, because I found in Montreal that some of the men here are very, very, very friendly.
Some, just one, thank you.
Oh, there's been more than one.
Oh, yeah? There's been more than one?
I should take a few up on their offer, but...
Wedding ring
work.
Is always a good idea. I always check for wedding rings. When
and
I
you know what else?
Single,
what I do... first of all, always pack a pair of sunglasses. In some countries, if you make eye contact with a man unintentionally, in those countries, he can assume that you want his attention. So I always pack sunglasses. I always carry a photo of a very, very, very big man. And always I'm busy showing it to people around saying, this is my husband. He's going to be joining me shortly. And I find that helps as well. Mm-hmm. I also, if you're not sure whether you can trust the person on the train who strikes up a conversation, they ask me, what are you doing? What do you do for a living? I mm-hmm. always say, oh, actually, I'm a policewoman. I'm here on holiday.
That is an excellent piece of advice.
And that's a good one as well.
Now, they usually don't want to cross you when they think you might be a black belt or something.
Exactly. There's just a teeny bit of caution there.
Mm-hmm. One recommendation, though, for any woman or any man who's going to travel is, by all means, take some self-defense courses, karate or whatever, but self-defense, you need that. There was an incident a couple of weeks ago, and that kind of training would have come in very handy.
You know, I have loads of concerned fathers, especially at this time of the year. Fathers are writing me emails saying, my daughter's going off to Europe for the first time. I'm really concerned about her. Any advice that I can give her? And I always say to them, you know, your best bon voyage gift to her would be a self-defense course.
Evelyn, there's another tip that you have in here, which I think is applicable to everybody. It's very smart, and I really love your website for this. Something about carrying a computer. If you're carrying a portable computer, don't send it through X-ray security check unless you're ready to go through right away. Because scam artists, they work in teams. The man in front of you will hold the line up deliberately, leave change in his pocket, and set off the metal detector. And while you're waiting to go through, his partner just picks up your computer and walks away.
Exactly. And, you know, I've heard that from a few people. I heard it, the first time I heard it was from another travel writer, and I thought, oh boy, we've got to pass this tip along. Another tip that's really interesting, especially for a female, because men don't walk around wearing light scarves around their necks usually, but I like to just wear a thin, flimsy kind of scarf, and if I'm sitting and waiting for my flight to take off and I have my cart beside me, if I have my roll-on, I only always take one suitcase, a roll-on, and I always keep one hand free. But if I'm traveling with my computer, if I'm going to be writing a story, I take this thin scarf and I tie my computer onto the cart. And for those people who are the kind of the thieves that just kind of pick up the thing and run, they're going to be awfully surprised when your computer is attached to the cart.
Yeah, surprise.
Now, I've noticed, I was looking at your website just a few minutes ago, and I noticed a piece of advice particular for Canadian women or men.
Mm-hmm.
I've been shopping, and I bought myself a Roots T-shirt the other day.
Oh, yes.
And I actually have a friend in Australia I'm going to be visiting in a few months, and I now know not to wear that shirt. And could you mind explaining that why to us?
Oh, you're not being fair to me. Why don't you?
Well, we are the Howard Stern of Travel. Go ahead.
Well, actually, the verb to root is slang for intercourse, and we had a few people write to us from down under saying, please don't wear a Roots T-shirt here.
Unless, of course, you're advertising.
Unless you're advertising or you want to have a little bit of fun.
That would be another profession. Evelyn, that's the theme song for Travel World. We thank you for joining us on the show.
We'd like to have you back as a regular contributor because you've got a lot of information to share with our listeners.
Absolutely. So, as the song says, it's always nice to travel, but it's always nice to come home. Once again, to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal. And next week, we'll have a veteran shopper, Smart Shopping Montreal's Sandra Phillips, in studio, talking about some of the places
she... God of shopping. If you want to talk religion, talk to God.
And she'll be talking about shopping and other things that she's done on vacations. And also Paula Newton from CTV Ottawa about her year in Japan. I know Sandra Phillips is going to Japan, so the two of them can talk together, and that's next Saturday, 11 to noon, right here on AM 600 CIQC, News and Information Radio, that's interactive.
Thanks
I'm
for
Stephen
joining
Pickford.
Us. I'm Willem Backus. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
I'm Michelle Landry.
Jerry Waxel.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
This is AM 600 CIQC.